The following is another KXPN Sports presentation. KXPN Sports presents high school basketball.
Loose ball picked up by Damian Austin. Austin on the drive. Kicks it back out for Stevens. He'll give it for Schreiner. Entry pass inside for Gillen. Gillen, reverse layup. Good!
Tonight, it's live coverage of Kearney Bearcat basketball. High school basketball on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation is brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club.
Kearney High comes up with it. Out left pass up ahead for Damian Austin. Austin kicks three in transition for Stevens, and it's good. Nate Stevens drains the three in transition. We're tied at 10.
All the excitement of Bearcat basketball is coming up next. But first is the new Tech Seed pregame show. We'll join ESPN Radio's Randy Bushcutter courtside live right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
I don't know if I'm hearing you real well. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Norfolk High School. Has a doubleheader here on ESPN 1460 and 1550. Randy Bushcutter along with you here from Norfolk. We're in the great northeastern part of the state of Nebraska as the Kearney High Bearcats coming off a couple of nice wins last night against Columbus at home, and now they have to hit the road to take on the Panthers here in Norfolk. On the girls' side, the Norfolk girls definitely will be a prohibitive favorite. They are number 9 in the state. They are 12-4 on the season. Kearney comes in with a record of 9-8 on the evening. And on the boys' side, Kearney would probably, on paper anyway, be a slight favorite, but it is always tough to play in Norfolk. They always have a pretty good crowd, and especially on a Saturday afternoon or a Saturday evening, they really do fill the place pretty well when Kearney comes to town. So we anticipate a great boys' game, an interesting girls' game where Norfolk would be a favorite. But again, Kearney playing pretty good basketball, kind of up and down, 9-8 on the season. And as a result of that, you know, you're just not exactly sure what you're going to get. And they certainly would like to come away and steal a win up here in Norfolk against the Lady Panthers, who, as I mentioned, number 9 in the state, according to the Omaha World Herald, with that record of 12-4. We're going to take a quick break, and in a moment, we'll return to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry or Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. We'll be back with the starters here from Norfolk right after this timeout.
Mobile Bank Call is here, exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find three secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile Bank Call from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features, securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile Bank Call allows you to view account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile Bank Call is a free service for internet banking customers at the better bank, Five Points Bank.
Just like a third baseman anticipates a bunt down the line or a shortstop looks to turn the double play, TM Sporting Goods is already anticipating baseball with name brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip-It, Mizuno, Wilson, and more. Of course, other spring and summer sports are in queue as well. When you want to play great, equip yourself with quality goods and the knowledge that Steve and Tino have to offer. On the Bricks, downtown Kearney, TM Sporting Goods, a division Pro Team Design. And like them on Facebook for insider information.
And welcome back here to Norfolk as the Lady Panthers getting set to tip things off here against the Kearney High Bearcats. Glad you could join us for coverage of high school basketball here on ESPN 1460 as, again, exclusive coverage on the Bearcats tonight here on ESPN. Let's give you our starters. First of all, for Norfolk High, they come in, as we mentioned, a record of 12-4 on the season. They'll be in their home white uniforms with the burgundy sides, the burgundy numbers, and burgundy trim. Their lineup looks like this. Jordan Coppola is a 5'6 senior. Jordan Burrowvold is 5'6", also a senior. Skyler Starkle, 5'7", junior. Chelsea Johnson, 5'8", also a junior. And Brianna Hagedorn is a 6-foot-tall senior for head coach Bruce Shively. Now for the Lady Bearcats and Joyce and Boyd. They come in with a record of 9-8 on the season. And the starting lineup for the Cats looks like this. Gretchen Mock, she's 5'7", and a senior. Kenda Kosler is 5'8", also a senior. Kelsey Stitham, 5'7", sophomore. Skyler Snyder will make the start tonight. She's 5'9", and a freshman. And Peyton Cunback, 5'7", and a junior for head coach Jason Boyd. Your starting lineup is brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. We'll take a quick break. We're back right after this.
Nicola looking. They finally get it into Kissinger. Kissinger drives the ball toward the goal. Bounce pass down in the corner here to Williams. Back outside is Chanel Farmer. 4 seconds. They're Ernst. Letter to Nicola. Is that good?
Cremosta, another three. In and out, and in. Oh, my, for Mark Cremosta.
Like Platte River Preps on Facebook to read articles on over 100 local teams from 14 conferences. Get exclusive pictures from the games that were broadcast live on all of the Platte River radio stations.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Listen to your mother. Most accidents happen close to home. Whether true or not, if your home is in central Nebraska, Eustace Body Shop can be quick to get you back into business in no time.
I received a quick estimate, they handled the insurance, they lent me a car, and they were done when they said they'd be.
Hello, I'm Doug Keller of Eustace Body Shop. Our experienced people and state-of-the-art equipment are an investment in getting your car back to factory specs faster. Visit us at facebook.com/EustaceBodyShop, where we take the dent out of accident.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week, the perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
And welcome back here to Norfolk High School. We do have a little bit of a change from what was originally in the book for whatever reason for Norfolk High. Instead of Jordan Verville making the start tonight, it is going to be number 40, Jordan Cobb. Cobb is 5'9 and a senior, so it will be Cobb making the start tonight for the number 9 ranked Norfolk Lady Panthers. And again, one of the reasons maybe that they made that change is because they have a bit of an injury problem. J.C. Bradley, a 5'9 sophomore, has been starting most of the season. Against Burke last week, she hurt her rib, and they think she has a partially separated or broken rib, and it really came to light last night when Norfolk played. She tried to play with that injury, and as a result of that, she just... It just didn't work for her, from what we understand, and we certainly hope that she starts feeling a little bit better. As you mentioned, the Bearcats come in with a record of 9-8 on the evening. They had a nice win last night against Columbus at home, 40-24, and so they pick up the win there. Norfolk last night, they lost at Lincoln Southwest, and Lincoln Southwest is 13-3 on the season, and they lost that one 56-34, so they might be in a little bit of a foul mood here because they've lost two of their last four games. They lost to Bellevue East just a couple of weeks ago on the 12th, and now they are going to try to avenge that loss on their home floor. They beat North Platte. They've had one home game since then, But they've lost two of their last four. And again, they haven't lost a whole lot this season. They come in at, with a record of 12-4 on the season. The Bearcats kind of up and down. If you graph it all out, it really has been an up and down season here for Kearney High. They come in with a record of 9-8 on the year. Don't forget, at halftime, we'll talk with Scott Steinbrook, the head boys basketball coach here at Kearney High, and then we'll also get a little preview of the boys game for you at halftime here of the girls game. And we're proud to bring you coverage of girls basketball here on ESPN, your exclusive home of Kearney High girls basketball, and glad to be on the road. A few folks kind of traveling here from Kearney kind of look at us a little funny. It's like, wow, you guys make a trip 3 hours for the high school basketball game. And well, you like to do that. We're proud to help bring you coverage of high school basketball back in the Kearney area. And you know, it's kind of nice to be on the road, and so we can kind of have the folks back home know how the Bearcats are doing here. The starting lineups have been announced. We're just about all ready to roll, and we're wrapping up the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry or Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. Of course, the Bearcats will be in their road blue uniforms. They got black numbers and letters, just a little bit of white trim on there as well, and a little bit of white accents on the side and at the band. And so the pretty sharp looking road uniforms here for Kearney High, and Norfolk ready to get out there and do the jumping here is Brianna Hagedorn. Hagedorn will be jumping against Skyly Snyder. And again, Snyder, one of the nice, I don't know if you want to call it surprises. They knew she was going to be a pretty good basketball player, but as a freshman, she now will make the start here for the Bearcats, and she's doing the jumping honors, and she can't quite win the tip. It is controlled here by Norfolk. They have possession of the basketball first, and they'll bring it off on the right side there. Koppel facing the double team. She's in trouble and nearly over and back. I mean, about an inch away. And now Starkle has it on the left side. They enter it in, kick it out. On the right wing with it, here is Koppel. Koppel facing double team. It was partially deflected, but Starkle picks up the basketball. She'll get off here for Johnson. Johnson passed through the lane, and Norfolk turns it over. Kearney was just an eyelash away from having a couple of interceptions in there and coming up with a turnover in that regard, but they got Norfolk playing a little bit too fast and got them to turn the ball over. The Panthers are going to go 2-3 here. Kearney High with their first possession of the basketball game, and they're going to bounce it on the right side here for Stitham. Stitham kicks in the corner. There's a three-pointer. It is no good, and rebounded by Hagedorn, and Hagedorn will just kick it up ahead here from Koppel, and Koppel facing a little bit of pressure here from Snyder, and she'll get it off on the left side for Starkle. Starkle near midcourt, gets it to Koppel. She brings it across the timeline, and she'll bounce it on the right wing here for Cobb. Cobb, bounce pass along the baseline to Hagedorn. Her baseline jumper is good. Brianna Hagedorn, first 2 points of the ball game for either team, and Norfolk has an early 2-0 advantage. So Weimers will get it off right side, quickly work it back around the perimeter. Mock had it momentarily. Now it's kicked out between the circles here for Weimers. And Weimers will give it off on the right side. Ball's knocked loose. It's stolen away. Johnson comes up with it. Johnson's going to lay it up, and it's blocked out of bounds. And off the leg of Johnson, hustling down to make that play was Kelsey Stitham, and that is a great play by Stitham. We're going to give her a block as well as a Norfolk turnover on that because they lost the possession of the basketball there. That was great hustle by Stitham and a clean block off of the Norfolk player and out of bounds. So Cats get a little bit of a break here, but a break that they made, and Snyder will enter it inside, and the pass knocked loose and cut it back, almost had it stolen away, but picking up is Weimers. Weimers gave it away, gets it back in the land of Giants. She puts up a little post move there. Shot's no good. Rebounded by Cobb. And here come the Panthers on the run. They kick it up ahead here for Starkle. Back out for Koppel. Koppel gets it at the elbow. Pass from post to post. Cobb drives the lane, and she bounces it around the rim, and it rolls in. So Norfolk has a 4-0 lead, and the Cats trying to answer back in transition. They kick it off on the right side. Stitham thought about the three, but she'll get the ball back out. Now Stitham has it back, and she'll kick it off on the left wing here for Weimers. And Weimers took her eyes off of it for just a moment, long enough for it to go off of her hands and out of bounds. 5:37 to go, quarter number one, and it is 4-0 Norfolk here in the not quite midway through quarter number one. Still early in the basketball game. Cats need to get something going offensively, though. They kick it right wing, do the Panthers, and the pass through the lane is basically stolen by Johnson, and Johnson carried it. She had a little trouble coming up with it, and basically she intercepted a bad pass instead of one of the Bearcats intercepting it, so she tried to maintain the possession, made a nice play, but then carried the basketball. As she was starting to dribble through the lane. So Weimers brings in the offensive zone, and she's going to direct traffic just a little bit. And it goes off the hands of Stitham and out of bounds. And that's a bit of an unforced error on Kearney High. So Cats again looking for their first points here. We're at the 5 minute mark of quarter number one. They played pretty good defense as Kearney High. Koppel works it back around. They enter it in the lane for Hagedorn, and Hagedorn took an extra step. Yeah, that's the fourth Norfolk turnover of the ball game. And so Kearney High will slowly bring in the offensive zone. Cats have yet to make a substitution here as Weimers brings in the offensive zone. They kick it back out here for Mock. Mock gives it for Stitham. Stitham back to Mock. And on the baseline, dribbling around over there is going to be Cutterback. And Cutterback's pass is off the hands of Hagedorn and out of bounds. Trying to dump it inside for Snyder. Couldn't quite get her hands on it. And so they're going to run a box set here on the inbounds and Weimers to toss it in. Weimers on the baseline gets it in, and there's a foul on the inbounds just as the shot was going up. It was inbounded to Snyder, and now Snyder is going to go to the line, and she's going to have a couple of free throws. So Snyder here will have two free throws, and the first one is up and good. For the Cats, checking in the battle is going to be Abby Ray as well as Claire Sickler. Well, Ray can't come in yet because she's going to come in for Snyder, and Snyder has one more free throw coming up. She hit the first one for Kearney's first point of the ball game. The second one here is a little bit short off the mark and rebounded by Cobb, her second rebound. And quickly, here comes Norfolk in the offensive zone. They get it back out for Koppel. Koppel gives off left wing here for Starkel. Starkel works it around the perimeter on the right side. Koppel entry pass in, and then they bounce pass back out. They give it off on the left wing. Dribbling is Starkel. Back out here for Johnson. And Johnson will give it off on the right side for Koppel. Koppel lost it, and it's going to be a reach on Kearney High. That's going to go on Peyton Cutterback. That's going to be her first foul of the ball game. And now we'll make our substitution. Abby Ray is going to come in here, and now they're going to come in for Gretchen Mock. Originally, she was going to come in for Snyder, but now she comes in for Mock, and Snyder stays out there. So Starkel gets it on the baseline. Leah Larson checked in a moment ago. Entry pass by Larson is stolen away. Nice defensive play there by Cutterback. And now on the left wing with it is Weimers. Weimers bounce pass back out. Open for a moment there with Sickler. And she's going to kick it off on the left side. And on the drive, shots no good for Snyder. And rebounded out of there by Norfolk. It was Cobb that pulled down the rebound. And now the bounce pass out for Starkel. Starkel's going to set up camp here a little bit. Direct traffic. Now kick left wing for Johnson. Johnson's pass on the baseline is off the hands of Hagedorn, and that is now six Norfolk turnovers. Jordan Burville, who was originally scheduled to start, will substitute into the game. This will be her first action with 3:35 to go here in quarter number one. 4-1, Panthers with the lead. Obviously, Kearney has yet to hit a field goal. They kick it off on the right wing here for Weimers, who skips it left side. Now driving the baseline over there is going to be Snyder. Snyder's defender fell down. She puts up the jumper. It's no good. Koppel pulls down the rebound for Norfolk, and she'll bring in the offensive zone. She gets it off for Starkel. Starkel is picked up as the Cats are going with a zone, and the pass is knocked down by Kelsey Weimers, trying to make the interception and couldn't quite get her done. Kendra Kosler in street clothes here with her crutches, as she will not be seeing action here tonight. Right side, Burville. Burville will work it back around. Pass was tipped, but Koppel comes up with it. Koppel working up against Weimers here, and will get off on the left side for Starkel. Starkel kicks out for Hagedorn. Back around the perimeter, a little ball fake here by Burville. She'll kick on the left side for Starkel, and Starkel's pass is stolen away. Weimers with the steal, and Weimers on the bounce here will now kick it off on the right side. Well, ball fake, now penetration by Sickler. Kicked out top of the key, and they're going to call a little extra step there by Snyder, and that's going to be a turnover as they call the walk there, and that'll be Kearney's fourth turnover. Norfolk has turned it over six times so far, and timeout for the Panthers. 2:34 to go here, first quarter. Norfolk with a 4-1 lead and the timeout. We'll take it with them. We're back after this.
Car insurance isn't about the car. It's about the precious cargo the car carries. It's about providing security and confidence that if an accident occurs, you'll be protected. I'm Dave Challey of Barney Insurance. As a local independent agent, we can design an insurance program that's just right for you and your family, providing safe, sound, secure insurance protection from auto owners insurance. Stop by or give us a call.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
And welcome back here to Norfolk as the Panthers call the timeout. This timeout brought to you by Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza. Take time out for Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza. Available right now on West 39th Street in Kearney. Also at the concession stand at Kearney High. As well, Bearcats trailing it 4-1 as Norfolk calls the timeout, and the pass intercepted by Weimers. Weimers is going to kick it up ahead to Snyder. Snyder will lay it off the glass a little bit too strong and rebounded out of there by Sickler. So Sickler has to come out in the land of Giants, driving the baseline now is Weimers. Weimers in trouble, losing the ball, and it's out of bounds, and last touch by one of the Panthers. And a little frustrated by that is Jordan Koppel, because Koppel had her hands on it and couldn't quite reel it in. So Bearcats getting a little bit of a break here as that Norfolk defense nearly forced the turnover. On the inbounds, they get it for Weimers. Weimers is going to drive, dish it back out. Driving is going to be Snyder, and Snyder will go to the line as she was fouled on the way to the basket. And the foul is on number 40, I believe, Cobb. Yep, that's going to be her first. And at the line, the shoot two is going to be Snyder. She's one out of two from the free throw line. Now she's two out of three as she hits the free throw here. And Snyder on the season, about a 64.3% free throw shooter, approximately. Second free throw is on the way, bounces around, no good. And rebound out of there by Celine. Ashley Celine checked in for that last free throw, and she gets the rebound. And Burville is fouled. That'll be the third team foul on Kearney High. And the foul is going to be on Claire Sickler. That'll be Sickler's first. And they're checking who that foul was on. Originally, the official had all five fingers up. And then they motioned with 1-5. And actually, both of them were there. Weimers was there. Sickler was there. Amen. It's a foul on Sickler, her first. Johnson has the ball. That's knocked down by Kearney High. It's going to be tied up. Good defensive play there by Abby Ray. Ray knocked the ball down and then was able to hop on the pile as Chelsea Johnson went down to tie up the basketball as well. Possession arrow pointing to the Bearcats with a minute 49 to go here. And Kearney High trails it now 4-2. Cats still looking for their first field goal of the game. And they'll kick it off on the left wing here for Snyder. Snyder gets it between the circles for Sickler. Back to Snyder. Snyder drives, takes off glass, gets the bucket and the foul. Nice drive on that left side, and Skylar Snyder has all four Kearney High points and the opportunity to give the Cats their first lead of the ball game. She's trying to get she got the hoop in the arm, and now she's got a three-point play. So Snyder, all five of Kearney High's points here. The foul, by the way, on Hagedorn was just her first. A little pressure being put on, but across the timeline is Starkle. Starkle gives it off right side for Burville. Burville gets it right back out here for Starkle. Starkle entered it in, stolen away by Sickler. Cats are on the run, and Sickler has the ball knocked loose, and they're going to say last touch by one of the Panthers. It was knocked out of her hands from behind by Lee Burville. And for Norfolk, checking in is Jordan Cobb. And with the injury, Jakendra Kosler, even though Norfolk has an injury as well, Norfolk is probably a little bit deeper. At least they've been deeper in the number of substitutions they've had here. We'll see if that's a factor toward the end of the game. Pass on the right side for Abby Ray, and Ray has it tied up. Claire Starkler was able to tie up the basketball, and that will be a Kearney High turnover because the possession arrow is pointing to the Panthers. So 5-4 Kearney High. Norfolk with the basketball. 1 minute to go here before the end of the first quarter. On the bounce is Starkle. Starkle gets it up ahead. On the run is Johnson. Jumper in the lane. No good. Bad timing on the jump there by Norfolk. It goes out of bounds. I thought it was off of Celine. And they're going to say actually it was Carney High who was the last to touch it. So Panthers have tossed it in on the baseline. Shot off glass. Good for Jordan Cobb. Cobb with four in the game. And it's now 6-5. 45 seconds to go. On the baseline, driving is Snyder. Her jumper is no good. Offensive rebound. That shot will fall. Another offensive rebound up and in for Peyton Cutterback. Snyder had that offensive rebound and shot. It didn't go, but Cutterback was there. And Carney has the lead once again at 6-7. On the dribble, penetration, and we're going to have a reach whistled on Carney High. That might be on Snyder. Dribbling through there was Jordan Burrell. And Burrell close to being out of control, and Snyder thought she had an opportunity, but she missed the basketball and got the arm, so that's going to be the second foul on Snyder. And so the freshman will come out of the ball game here with 24 seconds to go in the first quarter. 6-7 Bearcats. Norfolk will bring it across the timeline with 20 seconds to go in the quarter. Burrell's pass knocked down. It's intercepted. Sickler had it and then lost it, and they're going to say it was last touch by her. And Jason Boyd doesn't complain about calls very often, but he's complaining about this one to the far official that made it. And Johnson's going to bring it across the sideline. She's picked up defensively by Sickler. Pass on the left wing. Little penetration. They kick it back out. Here's Johnson. Johnson at the buzzer. Shot's no good. And the Bearcats lead after one quarter. It's Carney High 7, Norfolk 6. We'll head to the second quarter right after this.
When it comes to the latest hoops, you found basketball's Supreme Court.
Can't attack only three. Have to rise up and shoot one and nails it.
KXPN Carney. KICS Hastings.
Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Clearing. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Kelsey Sickler will bring it in the offensive zone for Carney High to start the second quarter. On the dribble here is going to be Weimers. Weimers are trying to double-team her, but she dribbles away from it, is able to find the shooter underneath. A great pass to Peyton Cutterback, and Cutterback is fouled immediately. That was a great pass by Weimers as she had her head up, working through a double-team, made that little jump pass to Cutterback, and Cutterback was fouled by Johnson. Johnson's second free throw, and the free throw by Cutterback is up and good. She's got three in the game. And the free throw by the 43% free throw shooter is also good. So she's 2-for-2 from the free throw line. And Carney High has their largest lead of the night. They lead it 9-6 early on in the second quarter. Koppel facing a little bit of a trap here. Carney with a little zone trap in the half court. Kick on the right side for Starkle. She's going to fire a three and hit the three. Her first bucket of the night, and we are tied at 9. Cats in transition. Quickly get it to Stitham. Stitham works through the baseline, loses the basketball, and that'll be a turnover. Trying to get it back is Sickler. She can't come up with it. Koppel's got it, and she'll work it up ahead here to Starkle. Starkle gives it left side for Cobb. Finds a little cutter, and they're going to be having a walk. They passed it to Chelsea Johnson, and Johnson landed but kind of bounced a little bit. And so they'll turn the basketball right back over. 9 turnovers on Norfolk, 7 on Carney High. And so Carney will work it back around the perimeter. Skip pass on the right side for Stitham. Stitham, three-pointer is short. Saved by Weimers off of a Panther and out of bounds. What an athletic play on that backside. And so Carney High is going to inbound. It's going to be Weimers doing the honors on the baseline. Abby Ray tracks it down on the corner. She'll kick it back out here for Stitham. Gives it to Weimers. Weimers kicks it back out for Sickler. Sickler for three, rolls it in. Claire Sickler with the three-pointer. And Kearney High again with a three-point lead, 12-9. Gretchen Mock will check in here in a moment when we have a stoppage. Kick up ahead here for Cobb. They get it top of the circle for Koppel. Koppel through the lane. Bounce pass right side for Hagedorn. A little bit strong on the shot. And the rebound tied up, I believe. Yep, I had tie up as well. That's what the officials call. And the possession arrow pointing to the Panthers. So they'll inbound. Gretchen Mock checking back in for the Cats. And Norfolk will throw it in on their baseline. Chelsea Johnson to do the honors. And she's got an easy pass to Starkle if she wants it. For Norfolk, coming in is Talia Williams for the first time. And then get it in here for Johnson. Johnson kicks in for Starkle. Starkle, bounce pass back out here for Johnson. Johnson with the dribble. The ball was knocked loose by Sickler, but Johnson comes up with it. Pass on the right side off the hands of Jordan Cobb and out of bounds. So here come the Bearcats. They lead it by three. With it is number three, Gretchen Mock. She'll skip on the right side to Weimers. Weimers back out for Mock. Kicks into the corner. Sickler will help work it back around. And they'll give it off on the right wing here for Weimers. Weimers skips it over for Sickler. Sickler, long three, no good. Offensive rebound, cut it back. Cut it back, shot off glass, won't fall. Coming out with a rebound is Weimers, and she's got to kick it out. Now a three by Mock off the mark. And coming down with a rebound is going to be Johnson for Norfolk. Johnson, jump stop and Ashley Bryant across the timeline, and it's going to be knocked out of bounds by Peyton Cutterback. Cutterback stepping through that passing lane and scooched it out of bounds, and now Starkle's going to inbound it. And she'll inbound the basketball for Talia Williams. Williams gives it off on the left side for Johnson. Johnson, shot no good, and rebound taken out by Abby Ray. Ray will get it up ahead here for Gretchen Mock. Mock gives the top of the circle for Sickler. Back to Mock. She'll kick it back out here for Weimers. Weimers for three, and she hits the three. It hit just a little bit of the front rim on the way in. Otherwise, that was a complete splash. And Kearney with their largest lead of the ball game. They lead it by six, 15-9, and they went over and back. The pass along the right near midcourt was pulled down by Starkle. But when Starkle landed, she landed with her foot on the half-court line. So that's over and back. Once you've established it in the front court, you touch that line, you're out of bounds, essentially. Sickler kicks it left side. Here's Weimers for another three, and she hits it. Second straight three-pointer, and another timeout here for Norfolk. Cats have a nine-point lead, 18-9, 4:53 to go in the second quarter. We're back after this.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
And welcome back here to Norfolk High School as the Bearcats leading on the road here in Norfolk by a score of 18-9 over the number 9 team in the state. Norfolk at 12-4, Kearney at 9-8 on the year. This would be a nice win for the Cats if they can hold on to it. We got a long way to go before that happens, though. We have nearly 5 minutes to go here before halftime. And don't forget, at halftime, we'll talk with Kearney High head boys basketball coach Scott Steinbrook about the game. And what we can expect in this one tonight. And we expect a pretty good crowd already. There's a nice crowd here for the girls game for Norfolk High. And quite frankly, the Bearcats have traveled pretty well up here. Michaela Heimes checked in just a little bit ago. When Heimes has it, she'll take it all the way down the baseline. She runs into Cutterback, and I think Cutterback probably is going to be called for the foul here. And that'll be the second on Cutterback. Snyder has two, Cutterback has two, and now Norfolk will inbound underneath their own basket. Tossing in is Williams. Williams gives it, helps give it top of the circle for Starkle, and Starkle had problems reeling it in, and she double dribbled with it. Yeah, Williams will put a little pressure on Mock, so they'll pass it left side. That's a bad pass by Sickler, and that's going to be a turnover. And now trying to get the ball back is Sickler, and she does. She makes the steal on the far side, drives in, and now she'll get the trip to the free throw line as she was hit on the arm. Sickler, after making a bad pass, kind of snuck back on defense, and when they made that outlet pass across the timeline, she stepped in there and was able to knock it down. And the foul is whistled on Starkel. That's going to be her first. So at the free throw line, Sickler, the first one is no good. Sickler on the season, one of the better free throw shooters for Kearney High. She's about a 75% free throw shooter. She has not been to the line a whole lot. She spins the ball, puts up the free throw, and hits nothing but net. So Sickler now with 4 points here in the ball game. And the ball was in the hands of Starkel. Starkel passes it up ahead to Hagedorn, and Hagedorn made a nice play just to get her hands on it. Hagedorn now is going to drive on that right side. Shot's no good. Rebounded out of there by Williams, and they'll get it off on the left side. It's knocked down, intercepted. Mock's got it, kicks it up ahead to Weimers. Weimers in traffic, nice spin, shot off glass, no good. Rebound by Mock, and they lose the basketball. And I didn't see what the call is. It is going to be a foul, a little push, whistled on number 20, Skylar Starkel. So that's now 6 fouls on the Panthers with 3:46 to go here in the second quarter. So Kearney High will inbound underneath their own basket. Sickler will toss it in on the baseline to Weimers. Weimers, they let traffic clear, but she's going to kick right side for Mock. She'll shoot the three, and she hits the three. That is the fourth three-pointer of the quarter here for Kearney High, and they lead by 13, their largest lead of the game. On the dribble is Koppel. Koppel facing the double team. And she's in trouble. And Koppel being pinned. Pass knocked down by Mock. But somehow getting it back is Koppel. And Koppel will bring across the timeline. She's double teamed. And the pass stolen down, or is it a jump ball? It's going to be a hell ball. Possession arrow is pointing to Kearney High. So that'll be the 13th Norfolk turnover of the first half here. So the Cat defense working very well. And they're shooting the three very effectively. Sickler will give it off on the left side here for Kelsey Weimers. Weimers will drive, kick out here for cutback. Getting some instructions is Weimers from head coach Jason Boyd. And she's used up her dribble, so she'll get it on the post here for Ray. Back out for Weimers. Weimers ball fake, drive, shot off glass, gets her own rebound. And somehow tracks it back down, gets it back out for cutback. And now they kick it out. The three by Mock is no good. But a foul on the shot, so Mock is going to have an opportunity to shoot three free throws here. Give Scott Steinberg some headphones. He's probably one of the best color guys around, so yeah, if he wants to do it, I'm just saying. Free throw by Mock is up and good. A 14-point Kearney High lead. Second free throw rolls around again good for Gretchen Mock. And so she's hit two of the three free throws so far. She's got one more coming up, and that one's good as well. So she strokes in all three free throws here in the opportunity. Pass on the right wing. And it'll be another Norfolk turnover. So Norfolk turns it over here again. And so the Cats have possession of the basketball back. Cutterback has it, and she'll work it back around. With the dribble is going to be Mock. Mock gives it top of the circle here for Sickler. She gives on the left side here for Kelsey Stitham. Right wing back out for Mock. Again, no folk trying to pressure, but they kick it back out. Open shot and an offensive rebound by Cutterback, and Cutterback will score. An 18-point Kearney High lead. They lead at 27-9. A minute 52 to go here. And the Cats looking very impressive. Ball knocked loose. Coming up with that loose ball is going to be Jordan Koppel. And Koppel will help work it back around. They kick it off on the left side. Baseline jumper by Williams. No good. Ball's going to be on the ground. They're going to tie that one up. And the possession arrow is pointing to Norfolk, so Norfolk will have the opportunity to inbound the basketball here. They're just going to toss it in the lane here for Hagedorn. Hagedorn kicks right side for Williams. Williams will fire a three, and her shot is no good, but she is hit on the arm. So Talia Williams will now go to the line for three free throws. The foul on Cutterback is her second. And at the line for three free throws is Talia Williams. So Williams will have three, and the free throw is no good. Williams will step to the line again. And Williams does not have a left hand, so she'll shoot this one-handed. She has a little bit of an assistance there, but the free throw is up and good by Williams. They're going to say her foot was on the line, by the way, so she hits the second free throw. Only two free throws, and up ahead here is Sickler. Sickler gets it on the baseline. Will dump down pass inside for Ray. Ray missed the shot, and it's rebounded out of there by Hagedorn. What a great pass by Stiffen, but Ray missed the shot. And now in the offensive zone is going to be Jordan Koppel. Koppel had the ball knocked loose in the backcourt, and we're going to have a reach whistled on Claire Sickler. That's going to be her second. And with a minute 7 to go, that is now the sixth foul on the Cats. So Norfolk is going to inbound it for the last time after a foul. Abby Graham checking in here for Kearney High. So Graham is in, tossing in here is going to be Williams. Williams gives it to Hagedorn, kicks it back out for Burville. They get it inside for Hagedorn, and Hagedorn made the catch and was fouled immediately. So Hagedorn will go in line for the front end of a one and one, with exactly 1 minute to go before halftime. So Hagedorn's free throw, the front end, back the iron, no good. Rebounded by Williams, and then Williams lost the ball on the way up, but it was knocked out of her hands by the Cats. So it'll stay in possession of the Panthers here. Entry pass is in. Hagedorn's got it top of the circle. Kicks right side for Burville. Cats going right now 2-3. Dribbling on that right side is Burville. Their shot's no good. Rebounded by Williams, and Williams floats it up and in. So Talia Williams in traffic. It's a nice shot, and Kearney just went over and back. Abby Graham had it in the offensive zone. Kicked it back out for Gretchen Mock, and that'll be the ninth turnover on Kearney High. 39 seconds to go even as Koppel will bring it in. And she'll kick it off on the left side here for Burville. Cats led by as many as 18. Their lead right now is 15 at 27-12. 25 seconds to go here in the second quarter. Get it off here for Burville. Burville kicks on that left side. Williams, entry pass, knocked down and stolen away by Abby Ray. Nice defensive play by Ray. She'll get it off here for Kelsey Weimers. Weimers on the dribble, works back around, and now on the baseline is Weimers. Weimers kicks it out. Here's Mock for three, and she hits the three at the buzzer, and Kearney will head to the locker room with a 30-12 lead against the number 9 team in the state. It's Kearney 30 and Norfolk 12. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. We'll talk boys basketball with Scott Steinbrook. We'll do that right after this timeout.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic located in the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic located in the ENT building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with two locations in Kearney, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game.
Helpful people, dependable products, and the ones you can count on. Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Fill your tank with Cinex gasoline and fill your tummy with all your favorite munchies at Fast Fills. They're also your Husker and Storm headquarters with a great selection of Tri-City Storm and Nebraska Husker apparel. You're sure to find your favorite style shirts, hats, gloves, and more. Your Cinex station with pay at the pump option. all at Fast Phil's Plaza, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
And welcome back here to Norfolk High School, 30-12. The Kearney High Bearcats in girls basketball with the lead here over the Norfolk Panthers, the number 9 team in the state. Later on tonight, we'll have, of course, have coverage of the Kearney High boys as they take on Norfolk, and happy with a win last night against his alma mater is Kearney High head boys basketball coach Scott Steinbrook. And, you know, it's always nice to get that win against against the old home team. But you guys had a little flurry in there. You guys probably might have played some of the best basketball you had all year.
It's always good to win on, you know, and protect your home court. We came out a little bit of sluggish, you know, at the start of the game for whatever reason. Third quarter, we kind of got things going, and then the finish to the third quarter, it was a two-point game. Then we finished the quarter on a 17-0 run. So we felt pretty good about our chances going into the fourth quarter. It went from a two-point game to a 19-point game in just a couple of minutes on the clock. So and then the fourth quarter, we had a chance to play a lot of guys, and not that you want to rest guys too early, but we knew tonight was going to be, you know, a pretty quick pace, up and down type of game most likely. So we wanted to try to get maybe preserve some legs a little bit. But it was a good win last night, but it's time to refocus and get ready for Norfolk tonight.
All right. Well, let's turn our attention. First of all, this is a tough place to play. I don't know what it is. Norfolk, doesn't really matter the records. They fill this place pretty well, especially on a Saturday night, and there's usually a lot of energy in this building.
Yeah, you know, our kids are excited to come here. A few of these guys would have come here 2 years ago, either, you know, as JV players or in a couple cases guys that suited varsity. So they understand the tradition that Norfolk has kind of gotten going the last several years. Coach Ben Reese has done a great job here. And, you know, they've been a state contender probably the last 3 or 4 years. Now, their record isn't necessarily as good as it has been the last couple of years. I think they're 6-10, something like that. But if you look at how they started the season losing their first five games. They had a couple guys injured. Their starting big guy was out. You know, so teams like us in Norfolk or Grand Island, North Platte, we're not deep enough where if we lose a couple starters, that really changes, you know, how your team is put together. But they're back, they're healthy, and they're playing pretty good basketball right now. And again, on their home court, we're going to have to play well. But our kids are excited. They're looking forward to the challenge.
And they've lost three in a row, but you take a look at some of those games, you know, at home against North Platte, a team that you both won and lost to. I mean, you compare scores. You don't have to look at it very long before you realize Norfolk is a pretty good 6-10 basketball team.
Yeah, they've played a lot of close games. They've had a number of close wins, and they've probably had a few more close losses than they'd like to. And part of that is, you know, they've had a really experienced backcourt. Jalen Bradley, Tremaine Monroe, the last several years, 2- and 3-year starters, those guys graduated. So now, you know, their least experienced position right now is at the guard spot. And sometimes in close games, you know, that guard play, you know, whether it's, you know, controlling tempo or making decisions down the stretch, sometimes that may play an outcome in the game. You know, so, if, you know, not that we have too many advantages over them, but you know, we're a little more experienced in the backcourt, and hopefully that can counter, you know, the size they're going to put out there in the post.
Yeah, well, let's talk about that a little bit. I mean, obviously you guys are kind of used to being the smaller team out there, but might be a little different tonight even.
Yeah, you know, size-wise, I would compare them to Fremont. You know, they're going to start a big 6'6 or 6'7 kid in the post. They're going to have a wing player who's about 6'5, and then they're going to start a 6'4 or 6'5 banger. So really, you know, they're going to put three guys out there that are, you know, by a couple inches and by about 30 pounds, probably bigger and taller than our starting post players, Ryan Cervantes and Brady Johnson. So again, I feel like we talk about this every week.
Yeah.
For us, it's about tempo. For us, it's about getting defensive rebounds and getting stops so we can create that transition. When we had our good run against Columbus last night, we were rebounding, we were getting the ball in transition, and letting guys like Damian Austin, Ben Clark, Dakota Schreiner, Peyton Pocock, Jake Weiss, our guards just play. Just turn them loose and let them sprint and play and attack the rim and spot up for three-point shots. When we're playing that style, we're at our best. It's when teams kind of grind it out and pound it into the post and crash the offensive glass. That's when we've struggled. So we've talked about it. We got to get tougher. We got to get meaner. We got to get more physical and not let that lack of size, you know, bother us.
It's kind of funny you talk about that physicality, which you guys need to do, certainly. But, you know, for you guys to be able to penetrate and attack and that sort of thing, it's almost like you have to spread the floor. You have to spread out a little bit, but yet you still have to be physical. It's an interesting balance.
Yeah, we, you know, from an offensive standpoint, we want to keep the floor spread. We want to keep those driving lanes open. We want to give our shooters room to, you know, to get their shots off or shot fake and dribble penetrate. Defensively, we're going to pressure the ball in the perimeter, but when our guys aren't guarding the ball, you know, they're going to be pretty tightly compact in the paint, you know, to try to to try to lean on those big guys a little bit and make sure we're in good rebounding position, because Norfolk is a really good rebounding team. We beat them by 14 points earlier this year, you know, and they out-rebounded us. You know, that doesn't happen very often. We shot it really well that night. But, you know, for us to win on their home court, we're going to have to take care of things on the defensive boards.
All right. You guys know them pretty well. As you mentioned, you played them in the holiday tournament and all. Talk a little bit about exactly what we're going to face tonight. Give us kind of the scouting report, some names that we got to look out for.
Well, the Hagedorn kid, his sister plays on the girls' team, and she's an awfully good player as well. You know, he's just a sophomore, but he's probably one of the most talented sophomores. He's a 6'5"-ish, 6'6", kind of a wing player, has a nice inside-out game. He'll post up if he has a smaller matchup. He definitely has a good-looking shot from the three-point line and from the free-throw line. So, obviously, we have to limit the number of shots that he gets. And then they have a variety of guys they'll play in the post. The Reisman kid, you know, has started the majority of the season. They have Blaine Rolt coming back off an injury. He's missed almost the entire season. He started for them last year. And last year, Norfolk was the number one or number two ranked team in the state for most of the year. And this kid was good enough to start on that team. You know, so he's a guy that has not played a full game yet. He's playing a quarter here and a quarter there, but we expect to see him back in the lineup tonight. And if not in the lineup, he'll be on the court an awful lot. You know, so that's a tough matchup for us. But we've got to control those guys inside and make sure we don't let any of their shooters, especially the Hagedorn, get loose from the three-point line.
Hey, appreciate the time, Scott. Best luck to you.
Very good. Thanks, Randy.
All right, thanks, Scott. That's Scott Steinbrook, the head boys basketball coach at Kearney High. We'll take a quick break. We'll take a look at the halftime numbers as the girls lead Norfolk by a score of 30-12 at intermission. We'll be back right after this.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
NewTek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Like a third baseman anticipates a bunt down the line or a shortstop looks to turn the double play, TM Sporting Goods is already anticipating baseball with name brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, Wilson, and more. Of course, other spring and summer sports are in queue as well. When you want to play great, equip yourself with quality goods and the knowledge that Steve and Tino have to offer. On the Bricks, downtown Kearney, TM Sporting Goods, a Division Pro Team Design. And like them on Facebook for insider information.
Builders knows that you'd rather spend time enjoying your home rather than constantly repairing it. That's why they offer only the highest quality products from the best-known suppliers like Anderson Windows and DeWalt Power Tools. Builders also knows that price matters. That's why they back everything with a guaranteed price match. Find the exact same item anywhere else with a lower price, Builders will match it. Get the best products at the best price. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Builders does the best.
Norfolk High School, as the Kearney High Bearcats have a 18-point lead against the number 9 team in the state as they lead the Panthers 30-12 here at intermission. Let's check the numbers. We'll begin, first of all, for Norfolk. Very balanced scoring, but Jordan Cobb is leading the way. She's got 4 points, 3 points for Skylar Starkle, 3 points for Chelsea Johnson, and 2 points for Brianna Hagedorn. For the Bearcats, they hit 5 3-pointers in that second quarter. That's the reason why they've been able to open up the lead, and plus the fact that Norfolk scored only 6 points in each of the first two quarters. Leading the way here so far in the game is Gretchen Mock. Mock has stroked in a couple of threes. She's got 8 points, all of them in the second quarter. Kelsey Weimers has 6 points. She hit a couple of threes. Claire Sickler with 4 points in the game. Peyton Cuddeback with 6, and Skylar Snyder has 5 points here for Kearney High. And I am a point off, and I realize where it's at. Gretchen Mock actually has 9 points here at intermission. She hit three-pointers in a sense. She hit 2 from the field. She was fouled shooting a three-pointer and then hit all 3 free throws, so she's got 9 here. Kearney High also has possession of the basketball first to start the second half, and they're going to lob it on the inside. It's going to be intercepted by Brianna Hagedorn. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure. Serving Buffalo County for business or residential service, Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in the local Yellow Pages. Entry pass inside for Brianna Hagedorn. Hagedorn couldn't hit the shot, and the ball rolls around. It's going to be tied up. Possession arrow pointing to Norfolk, so the Panthers will get the basketball here. And they inbounded on their own baseline. Starkle to toss it in for the Panthers. And they'll just get the ball in. Pass knocked down. Weimers tried to save it. And she introduces herself to Ruth Shively, the head girls basketball coach here at Norfolk. And she runs into the bench over there trying to save the basketball, trying to make the save. And I think they got a question with the possession arrow here. Now, I think the possession arrow needed to be changed. Norfolk's getting the basketball. Well, they just inbounded it. Possession arrow should be pointing to Kearney High, and the clock operator at a little bit of a disadvantage because you can't tell from the backside which light is on. Maybe he can tell, but I sure can't, and I'm right behind him. He might know better than I. That wouldn't be the first time nor the last that happens. Johnson on the left side tries to kick it out, and she'll get it down low for Cobb, and Cobb now she's got it top of the circle with it. Johnson. Johnson facing great pressure. Gets it out for Koppel, and they'll give it off on the right side here for Starkel. Starkel being harassed by Weimers, kicks it out top of the circle for Koppel. Koppel is picked up defensively there by Stitham, and they'll give it off on the right side. Losing the basketball, but getting it back is Starkel. Her pass is tipped out for Stitham, and Stitham, she was the last to touch it. Koppel didn't want to pull down that basketball and be trapped in the corner there, so she let it go out of bounds. And Stitham nearly ran around her and was able to make the steal. In any event, Koppel has it in the offensive zone, gives it for Johnson. Kearney High just harassing everything. Hagedorn kicks it left side. A little penetration here by Stark, a little runner. That's a tough shot. The miss is pulled down by Snyder. And Snyder up ahead for Weimers. She'll get it off on the right side. There's Mock. She'll kick into the corner. Stitham for three. And why not? She hits a three-pointer. Bearcats have hit 6 3-pointers, and they've got a 21-point lead, their largest lead of the game. And the pass almost out of bounds. Johnson loses it, though, and Kearney High picks it up, and then we got a push after the Bearcats come up with a basketball. So the foul is going to be on Norfolk. And they'll inbound the basketball here for Mock. For Weimers. Weimers on the dribble. And she'll get off on the right wing here for Cutterback. Cutterback kicks on the left side for Mock. Mock on the dribble gives it for Cutterback. Cutterback's pass knocked down. And it's stolen away by Cobb. So that'll be another Kearney High turnover. And they kick it up ahead here for Starkel. Starkel back out for Johnson. Johnson's going to drive. And she'll dribble right into a girl that was posting up. And the rebound is taken out of there by Snyder. But Snyder's pass is going to be intercepted. Another Kearney High turnover. Then the entry pass is going to be intercepted by the Bearcats. So we swap turnovers and a long outlet pass now to Stitham. And Stitham's going to drive, and she'll score. Both teams a little sloppy with the basketball, but the Bearcats come up with it on the far sideline. And Weimers with the long pass out for Stitham. And Stitham beat a Panther to the glass. And the Bearcats now lead at 35-12. Entry pass, Hagedorn's got it. She rushes her shot. Johnson pulls down the rebound. And then we've got a foul as Johnson was trying to put the shot back up. So Kearney High right now with a 23-point lead, 35-12. And Norfolk only 12 points at the 5:17 mark of the third quarter. And they're playing tight. You can just see it. They're not used to having this little success offensively. Now again, they're finding some injuries, just as Kearney High is. J.C. Bradley, a sophomore, not playing here because of the rib injury. The second free throw by Johnson, still off the mark, and coming out with the rebound was Stitham. Long pass, it's going to be knocked away. Defensive play there by Jordan Cobb with the dribble here of Starkel. Another Kearney High turnover. Starkel cycles through. They kick it back out for Cobb. Her three is no good. Bearcats pull down the rebound. Snagging the bound there was Cutterback. And now on the bounce here is going to be Snyder. Snyder puts it on the deck, drives, runs into a couple of Panthers, and it's going to be a charge. I think we'll give credit to collecting the charge on Jordan Cobb. She was there, but so was Mariah Buchholz as well. In any event, that's going to be the third foul here on Skylar Snyder. And that'll be a turnover on the Cats as well. Right wing with it is Johnson. She'll work it back around the perimeter. That Kearney High defense looking pretty solid right now. Starkel tries to enter it in. It's stolen away. Cats come up with a steal. On the run here is Mock. Mock will try the tough layup. It's no good. pulls down her own rebound. She lost it on the way to the basket, making that shot harder than it needed to be. Now the drive by Snyder. That shot won't fall. Offensive rebound by Cutterback, and now Cutterback's going to go to the line. So Nome folks still looking for their first points of the second half here with 4:20 to go in the third quarter, and Kearney High's trying to extend their lead as Peyton Cutterback's going to go line and shoot two after the foul on Starkle. The first shot is no good. And I think Starkle probably is coming out. Burville coming in here for Norfolk. Out for Kearney High is Snyder. And coming in for the Cats was Sickler. The free throw rolls around and is good for Cutterback. So Cutterback, 3 out of 4 from the free throw line in the game. And Kearney High with their largest lead at 24. They lead at 36-12. Right wing, Burville. Back around the perimeter we go, Johnson. Johnson being harassed right there by Stitham, and Stitham will help work it back around, or shadow the ball, rather. Johnson kicks it around. Now on the baseline is Burville. Burville kicks it out for Koppel. Koppel from the elbow kicks it back out. Right wing, here's Burville. Burville drives to the lane and into the hands of Stitham. Stitham makes the steal. She's on the run, and she has her pocket picked from behind by Koppel. And Koppel has the ball knocked loose and into the hands of Cutterback. So another turnover on Norfolk as Kearney High is not making just possessing the basketball an easy task here tonight for the Panthers. 3.5 to go, and on the dribble is Mock here in the third quarter. 36-12, Kearney High with the lead. Skip pass right side, and Weimers tracks it down. It was a little bit off the mark, but Weimers is able to get it, makes a pass underneath the basket to Mock. Mock caught it too far underneath the glass to do anything with it, so she'll kick it back out. Weimers now has it, defended by Koppel, and she'll give it off on that right side for Stitham. Back out for Mock. Left wing here for Sickler. Sickler off of a screen, gets it to Weimers. Weimers doesn't want to try a long three-pointer top of the key, up by 24. She's got the dribble, and now she's backing up, not being pressured at all by Koppel. Top of the circle here for Cutterback. Kearney being very patient on this possession. They give it for Weimers. Weimers drives, misses, gets her own rebound, and hits the shot off the glass. Kearney couldn't have done that a whole lot better. They worked off almost a full minute off the clock, and they push the lead up to 26, 38-12, Kearney High with the lead. Around the perimeter we go. Cobb will kick it off of that baseline for Johnson. Johnson lost it, but it was off the hands of Weimers, who knocked the ball loose. Ashley Celine and Talia Williams checking in here for Norfolk. And Kearney, they sent somebody in. I think it's Abby Ray. Yeah, Abby Ray came in here for Kearney High. At the elbow, they give it to Celine, and Celine has the ball tied up. Possession arrow pointing to Kearney High. And so that'll be another turnover on Norfolk. I have them with 19 turnovers here in the ballgame. So Cutterback will get the basketball in here for Sickler. 2:08 to go here, third quarter. Sickler gives it off on the left wing here for Mock. Cycling through is Weimers. Weimers is going to drive. Weimers is going to kick it back out. Open is Sickler. And Sickler now, she'll drive. She has her shot blocked, but into the hands of Cutterback. Cutterback shot won't fall. And then it's stolen away by Weimers. And Weimers lays it up and in. Wow, what a play by Kelsey Weimers as she came up with that loose ball after it was rebounded by Koppel. 28 points here in the ball game. 28-point lead here for Kearney High. 40-12. Three-pointer on that left side, no good. Rebounded by Ray. Pass up ahead to Weimers. Weimers is going to slow down. Now kick it back out for Mock. Mock kicks right side. Ball fake by Sickler. Gives it back on the left wing here for Cutterback. The Bearcats are going to milk the clock here a little bit. Why not? They're up by 28 points. They get it up on the right side for Mock. Sickler gives up on the right side for Weimers. Weimers drives the baseline, takes off glass, and they will lay it up and in. Nice drive there by Kelsey Weimers. Just had a half-step lead on the defender, and she took it all the way in off the glass. And the Bearcats lead it by 30. Kick on the left side. With the basketball is going to be Burville. Larson's got it. gets it at the elbow. Contested shot that rolls in for Buchholz. First 2 points of the second half here for Norfolk, and there's 30 seconds to go in the third quarter. 42-14. On the right side is Sickler, and Sickler, pivoting around, stepped on the sideline. That'll be the 15th turnover on Kearney High, but they have forced 19 by Norfolk. Checking in for the Cats is going to be Kelsey Stiffham. Stiffham is going to give Weimers a little breather here with 24.5 to go. A nice pat on the back as she goes by head coach Jason Boyd, and a well-deserved one at that. Leah Larson checked in a little bit ago. She'll kick on the left side, and the three-pointer is good by Talia Williams. Williams strokes it in, and Williams makes this deal. Williams is going to drive, and Williams lays it up and in. A nice little stretch here by Williams, a 5-0 run for Talia Williams. She lays it off the glass at the buzzer, and we'll head to the fourth quarter. Norfolk with some momentum, but Kearney High with a 42-19 lead. We're back after this.
Fans want their team hot and ready, just like Little Caesars Pizza. Little Caesars uses quality ingredients to make a delicious hot and ready pizza that's ready when you are. Before the game, after the game, during the game, pepperoni, beef, and cheese pizzas handmade and piping hot. From 11 until 1 and 4 to 8, Little Caesars has large Ultimate Supreme and 3 Meat Treat hot and ready pizzas for just a few bucks more. Little Caesars is probably in your school's concession stand, and your pizza is hot and ready right now at Little Caesars, West 39th Street, Kearney.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Well, Talia Williams has scored the last 5 points of the third quarter. She's going to stay in the game and inbound the basketball here for Norfolk. They kick it off on the right side for Larson. Back out here for Burville. Again, the Bearcats lead at 42-19 as Panthers kick it on the right side for Larson. And again, I'm not so sure I wouldn't get the ball in the hand of Talia Williams. In fact, they tried to do that on that left side, but it was off the mark, and Williams couldn't pull it down. That'll be a turnover. The 20th of the game here on Norfolk. On the dribble here is Sickler. Sickler will kick it off on the right wing for Cutterback. Cutterback facing a little man-to-man. We'll get it off here for Weimers. Weimers being harassed there by Larson. Weimers from the elbow. Kicks it now right side for Cutterback. High arcing shot for Peyton Cutterback is up and in. 9 in the game for Peyton Cutterback, and it's 44-19. Kearney High continues to play such good defense, they may have already scored enough points to win this one, as they lead it by 25. They've led by as many as 30. On the right wing, here's Burville. She'll fire a three, and she hits the three. Well, what you worry about for Kearney High is Norfolk starting to get a little bit hot here, but they still lead it by 22. 44-22. Kearney High with the lead. Left side is Sickler. Cats can't just milk the clock here. They've still got to look to attack. Stiffham is going to penetrate a little bit. Kick out here for Cutterback. Cutterback in trouble, and she's able to get the ball back out here for Weimers. Weimers on the dribble, and they're going to lob it up here for Cutterback. Cutterback being harassed, double-teamed, and we've got a push whistled on Norfolk, and that is going to be the third team foul on the Panthers. Second personal foul on Jordan Cobb. So Cats will inbound for Sickler. Sickler's got a screen if she needs one, but she doesn't. She backs up, and now she's being covered by Burwell. Now she'll have to pass it out, and she gets it for Cutterback, and we got a timeout here by Kearney High. Jason Boyd not happy with how things are getting set up here. So 6:18 to go here in the fourth quarter. Kearney High leads it 44-22. Timeout Bearcats. We'll take it with him. We're back right after this.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyway, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Well, Kearney not happy with how they're handling the extended pressure that Norfolk's been throwing their way. So a timeout here by Jason Boyd, his first timeout of the game with his team leading it 44-22. This timeout brought to you by Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza. Take timeout for Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza, available right now on West 39th Street in Kearney, also at concession stands at both Kearney High and Kearney Catholic. And the Bearcats, again, with a 22-point lead. And they're going to inbound the basketball to Kelsey Weimers. Weimers being pressured by Koppel, and she'll get it off on the left side for Sickler. Back out for Abby Ray, who checked in during the timeout. She gives right side for Stitham. Stitham back out here for Weimers. Bearcats very much doing the weave, staying in motion here. Sickler gives it off the right side in a little bit of trouble. Is able to get it back. Gives it to Weimers. Weimers entry pass through the lane. That's a dangerous pass, but a couple of Panthers were there to knock the ball out of bounds. Brianna Hagedorn couldn't reel it in. It was off of her hands. And so the Cats will inbound it underneath their own basket. A little bit less than 6 minutes to go here in the ball game. 44-22 Good Guys as Kearney High leading on the road at number 9, Norfolk. Right wing Weimers has it. She's picked up defensively there by Jordan Cobb. She takes it in the corner. She's double-teamed but dribbles through it. She does such a nice job of not panicking and keeping that ball moving. And now she's got the ball back. She kicks right side for Cutterback. Cutterback open for the jumper, and it rolls around and in. It went high off the rim, then off the glass, and in for Peyton Cutterback. And the Bearcat lead is back out to 24. Again, a great possession. Not only do they score, but they worked off about 35 seconds. On the dribble here is Johnson. She's going to drive the lane. Shot's no good. Rebound by Hagedorn, and now Hagedorn is going to go to the line and shoot two. Awfully close to going over the back of Peyton Cutterback, but Cutterback didn't get into the body enough to get the foul whistled on Hagedorn, so instead Hagedorn got the rebound, and then Cutterback hit her on the arm with the on the shot. So Cutterback picks up her third foul. Clock is shut off, and Hagedorn's going to go to the line and shoot two, and the first one's good. First point since the first quarter here for Brianna Hagedorn. And with 5:18 to go in the ball game, Kearney High still got him doubled up, 46-23. Second free throw by Hagedorn is good. And Kearney will face a little bit of pressure. Weimers, and they're going to say she's created a little bit of separation, and it's going to be a foul whistled on Kelsey Weimers. Going to say that she got just a little bit of a push against Jordan Koppel, and that is going to be a foul on Weimers, just her second of the game, a player control foul. And now Norfolk's got the ball back. They give it up on the right side here for Starkle. And the ball knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Kearney High. Inbounded for Koppel. Koppel will give it off right side for Starkle. Starkle and Koppel playing catch. Now they kick it off on the left side. And we've got a reach on Kearney High. Certainly the fouls now going against the Bearcats. Check it in for the Cats. Here's going to be Gretchen Mock. Mock will come in for Weimers because Weimers now has picked up a couple of quick fouls. She now has four fouls in the game. Still a 22-point lead for Kearney High. And they'll get it off here for Koppel. Koppel kicks left side. Jumper by Johnson. Back the iron, no good. Rebound. There's bodies down there. And there is a foul. No, not a foul. They're going to say it was off the hands of Peyton Cutterback and out of bounds. I thought Cutterback had the ball and was pushed out of bounds. But instead, it's going to be Norfolk basketball underneath their own glass. They're just going to toss it in here for Koppel. Koppel gets it on the right side for Starkle. Starkle jumper, no good. Rebound by Snyder. Snyder is fouled. I believe the initial indication was it was a player control foul, but they say it's a foul on Hagedorn. That's the indication it gave, but it was Snyder that came up with the basketball. In any event, it's a foul on Hagedorn. And here's Snyder in transition, jumper no good, and pulled out of there by Cobb. With the dribble here is Koppel. Back out to Johnson, who drives, dishes on the baseline, shot's no good. Rebounded by Gray. Ray's outlet pass is nearly stolen down, and they're going to tie it up. Possession arrow is pointing to Kearney High, and that avoids a turnover here by the Bearcats. Ray got the rebound, but her outlet pass was nearly intercepted and eventually got tied up. And Skylar Snyder checks back into the game. And Snyder out there with Sickler. Sickler trying to get the ball. And Mock had it. And Carney just got away with something there because Cutterback ran the baseline, and she didn't have the ability. And we got a timeout here for Carney High as the ball was loose. Timeout Bearcats, 4:10 to go here. Carney High still leads it by 22 with 4:10 to go. Timeout. 46-24, Bearcats with the lead. They'll inbound. We come back right after this.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
And welcome back here to Norfolk High School at Kearney High with a 22-point lead with 4:10 to go. Do you still feel a little bit nervous? Because Norfolk certainly has the firepower necessary to come back in this one. And Kearney High can't just be content with 46 points in the ballgame. However, they don't want to be shooting quickly. The last couple of trips, their time of possession, which is not a real stat in basketball, but their time of possession has been very, very quick. Abby Ray will get the inbounds. She'll get it back out for Peyton Cutterback. Cutterback now will give it to Weimers. Weimers working against Koppel will bring it into the offensive zone. She's still got the dribble. And she's closely guarded, though. 5 second count's going on. Now she picks up her dribble. Got a little bit more time. She hands it off. And a nice catch there by Cutterback. Cutterback works through a double team. She's going to drive into the lane and kicks it out. And she's on the ground, but that's because she was pushed. And that's going to be a push on Jordan Cobb. That's going to be the third foul on Cobb. 5 now fouls have been whistled against Norfolk. There's been 5 against Kearney High as well. With 3:47 to go, Bearcats are going to inbound underneath their own basket. Sickler to toss it in, and she'll get it into the hands of Kelsey Weimers. Weimers on the dribble. Dribbles all the way out to the letter N at midcourt. She's being closely guarded there by Koppel, and she's picking up her dribble. She knew that 5 second count was going on, and she gives it to Ray. Ray kicks right side for Sickler. Sickler's being closely guarded by Starkle, and she still has the ability to pick up the dribble, and does. She'll get it back out here for Mock. And again, Weimers has it. Weimers on the bounce. 3:19 to go. She's picked up the dribble. 5 second count's going on. No one to pass to. And the pass through the lane is going to be intercepted. Shelby Ganzebaum came up with a loose ball. And Koppel comes up with it. So a turnover on Kearney High, but at least they worked off some time. 3 minutes to go in the ball game. 46-24. 22-point Kearney High lead. Koppel has it. Entry pass down low. It's loose and off the hands of Chelsea Johnson. Credit goes to Abby Ray for knocking that one loose and off the hands of Johnson and out of bounds. Cats will inbound and they get it into Sickler. 2:52 when Kearney High gets possession of the basketball. They bring it across the timeline and we're going to have a little reach whistle here on Johnson. That's going to be her third foul. 6 fouls now on Norfolk, so Bearcats will still have to inbound here. And Michaela Hymus is going to check in here for Norfolk. Mocked inbound, and they'll throw it in the backcourt to Claire Sickler. Sickler brings it across the timeline. Still has the dribble. Gives it left side here for Weimers. Weimers watches everybody cycle through. Gets a little screen. Takes it to the baseline. Dumps it back out for Ray. Ray in the lane. Nice little ball fake, and she lays it up and in. She faked the pass out, and then with a little pivot and post move, laid it off the glass, and it's a 24-point Kearney High lead. They've got Norfolk doubled up again at 48-24. Long three-pointer off the mark. Rebounds taken out by Sickler. Sickler on that far sideline lost the ball momentarily, and she was the last to touch it as it went down the sideline. She dribbled on the sideline. Abby Graham checking in here for Kearney High. Skylar Snyder back into the ball game as well. And back in is Talia Williams. And Williams had that nice little flurry of points at the end of the third quarter that got Norfolk some momentum. And maybe she's back in there to energize Norfolk yet again. Williams to toss it in. And she gets it off here for Starkle. Give it off on the right side for Hymus. Hymus gives it off right side. There's Williams. Williams, a good three-point shooter, but she works it back around the perimeter here. They get it off on the right side here for Hymus. Back to Williams. She'll fire a three. She's hit and fouled, and she's going to go line and shoot three. Just two. Can't see in that corner over there. She must have had a toe on the line. She couldn't add a whole lot more than that. And she's going to go to the line and shoot two, and I don't know if that's who Kearney High would like to have on the line because Williams is a pretty good shooter. Cradles the ball with her left appendage and shoots that one-handed. Williams' free throw is off the mark, though. The foul on Snyder is her fourth. Williams' free throw up and good. Carmen Moncrief checking in here for Kearney High. Minute 56 to go in the ball game. Kearney with a 23-point advantage. And Jordan Burrable checking back in. Out of the game for Kearney High is Peyton Cunnaback. She gets a nice round of applause, and Moncrief is going to inbound it. Moncrief, Graham, Sickler, Ray, and Snyder out there for Kearney High. Snyder's got it on the left wing. Watches everybody cycle through. Gets the top of the circle here for Moncrief. Moncrief on the right side for Graham. Graham for Sickler. Sickler on the dribble. Gives it off here for Graham. Graham being double-teamed. Dribbles through it. Nice job by her. And Moncrief gets the top of the circle over for Snyder. Back out here for Sickler. Sickler was open for three, but she's going to work the offense a little bit more. Yeah, she picked up the ball with one hand. Couldn't decide if she wanted to pass it or not, and she put an extra hand on it on the dribble. And that is the textbook definition of a double dribble. Ball never slowed down, but she did dribble with two hands in one of those bounces there. So Williams has the ball momentarily, kicks it back out here for Burrville, and they'll get it off here on the right side here for Hymus. 48-23 Kearney High with a 23-point lead. Minute 5 to go. Bearcats going to pick up their 10th win of the year. Three-pointer on the right wing, up and good for Michaela Hymus. That'll be one of the rare three-pointers here for Norfolk, and the ball knocked out of bounds by Talia Williams. Williams couldn't secure it. So with the basketball is going to be Snyder. Snyder tosses it in here for Claire Sickler. Sickler gets a little bit of a screen, and Sickler's going to drive, takes it high off glass, and it's good. 6 points in the game here for Claire Sickler. 50-27, Kearney High with the lead. Here's a three-pointer by Burrable, and she drains another one. Her last two trips, she's been able to drain them. And Norfolk with 3 three-pointers here in the quarter, but they've all kind of come after this game has been decided. It's 50-29, Kearney High with the lead. Snyder gives the top of the circle here for Abby Ray. And the pass down low. Nice little post move by Snyder. Shot's no good. Rebounded by Saleem. And into the offensive zone is going to come Hymus. Back inside here for Williams. Williams, post move, shot no good. Carmen Moncrief pulls down the rebound. She'll get it up ahead here for Sickler. The horn will sound, and the Bearcats will walk out with a 50-29 win over the Norfolk Panthers. The Panthers fall to 12-5 on the season. Kearney High now 10-8. This is probably one of their better wins of the year as the Bearcats win it impressively by 21, 50-29 over the Norfolk Panthers. We'll take a quick timeout. We'll take a look at the numbers when we return with the Misco Sports Postgame Report right after this timeout.
Fans want their team hot and ready, just like Little Caesars Pizza. Little Caesars uses quality ingredients to make a delicious hot and ready pizza that's ready when you are. Before the game, after the game, during the game, pepperoni, beef, and cheese pizzas handmade and piping hot. From 11 until 1 and 4 to 8, Little Caesars has large Ultimate Supreme and 3 meat treat hot and ready pizzas for just a few bucks more. Little Caesars is probably in your school's concession stand, and your pizza is hot and ready right now at Little Caesars, West 39th Street, Kearney.
Niccolo looking, they finally get it into Kissinger. Kissinger drives the ball for the goal, bounce pass down in the corner here to Williams. Back outside to Chanel Farmer, 4 seconds to Ernst, another two, a Niccolo, is that good?
Cremosta, another three, in and out, and in. Oh my, for Mark Cremosta.
Like Platte River Preps on Facebook to read articles on over 100 local teams from 14 conferences. Get exclusive pictures from the games that were broadcast live on all of the Platte River radio stations.
And welcome back into Norfolk High School as the Bearcats win on the road in girls basketball, a final of 50-29. One of the better wins here for the Bearcats. They're now 10-8 on the season, and this is the MISCO Sports Postgame Report. Get your game on now at MISCO's, keeping our local schools geared up for every season. MISCO's, you'll be better equipped for all the games you play. Let's check the numbers here. We'll begin, first of all, for Norfolk. Leading the way off the bench was Talia Williams. Williams finished with 9 points. No players for Norfolk were in double digits, but Williams led the way with 9, 6 points for Jordan Burville, 2 points for Mariah Buchholz. Michaela Heimis hit a three-pointer for her 3 points. Skylar Starkle also with a three-pointer. She's got three in the game. 4 points for Jordan Cobb and Brianna Hagedorn. They slowed her down very effectively. Hagedorn only one field goal in the game. She finished with 4 points on the evening. For the Bearcats, a couple of players in double digits. Kelsey Weimer is leading the way as per usual. She finished with 12 points and 3 rebounds. Peyton Cutterback with 11 points, 9 points for Gretchen Mock. All of them coming in the first half when the Bearcats built a lead that they never relinquished. Claire Sickler with 6 points in the ball game, 5 for Kelsey Stiffham, 5 for Skylar Snyder, and Abby Ray with a couple of points here in the ball game. Kearney High led after one quarter 7-6. They led at halftime 30-12. They had an 18-point halftime lead, and they win this one by 21, a final of 50-29 over the Norfolk Panthers. They opened up that lead in the third quarter, did the Bearcats, and they never looked back in that quarter. They had 5 three-pointers, 2 from Mock, 2 from Weimers, and 1 from Claire Sickler as the Bearcats open up a very nice lead, outscoring Norfolk in that second quarter, 23-6, and they never look back. They win this one by a final of 50-29. Well, next up, we'll turn our attention to the boys' game. We're still about 22 minutes away from the tip of the boys' game here from Norfolk, as the Bearcats certainly will have their hands full. They always have their hands full when they come to Norfolk because, again, they're a very tough place to play. They've been Norfolk's been one of the top teams in boys' basketball the last several years. They're a little bit down this year, only at 6-10, but they've had a lot of close losses. And at home, they do play a whole lot better than what they tend to do on the road. And this will be the second matchup of the year at the GNAC tournament played at Columbus. Kearney High did pick up a win earlier this year, 70-56 over Norfolk. So obviously the Panthers want to avenge that 14-point loss during the holiday tournament on their home floor. Once again, our final in girls basketball, it was 50-29, the Bearcats with the lead. We'll turn our attention to the boys game here in about 15 minutes or so right here on ESPN. I'm Randy Bushcutter for Engineer Stacy John back to the studios. Thanks for joining us for coverage of girls basketball here on ESPN. We'll turn our attention to the boys game in about 15 minutes. Hope you join us back in about a quarter hour from right now.
The proceeding has been a KXPN Sports production, brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of the podcasts on our Platte River Radio network of stations, go to ESPNSuperstation.com.